And that's your Bud Light story of the game. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex and Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with the Hall of Famer Brian Westbrook. And it was a wild game and a big win for the Eagles, who reached the playoffs for the first time since 2013. But it comes at a high price. Carson Wentz, according to head coach Doug Peterson in his press conference today, out for the remainder of the season, torn ACL in the left knee. Brian Westbrook, as we take a look at the game yesterday and our offensive overview presented by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged, let's first talk about the injury to Carson and just the feeling that you have.
I feel, you know, devastated as a player, and I hate to see Carson go through these types of things. Injuries certainly happen across the field, across the board in football. But when you have a team that depends so heavily on their young quarterback like the Eagles do, you hate to see these types of things happen. Carson will be back healthy. You know, he's a young man. He will be back healthy at some point. But when you're having a magical season like the Eagles have been having, you just hate to see this type of thing happen. And now it comes down to how this team wants to respond. They responded well when Jason Peters went out. They responded well when they lost Darren Sproles. They responded well when you lose Jordan Hicks as well as Ronald Darby. Losing your quarterback is a little bit different than all of those things. They have to find a way to rally. They also have to find a way to play offense a little bit differently than they have in the past.
Yeah, so how do you play offense differently? There are a lot of weapons here. Let's not paint this very grim picture of the Philadelphia Eagles, an 11-2 record, the inside track to host the NFC playoffs with a team that can run the football. Yes. They can beat you with matchups. They can beat you with personnel packages. Mm-hmm. If you are Doug Peterson and Frank Reich, what are you doing now to get ready for the Giants and beyond?
The one thing they proved early on in the season after the first two games, that they can run the ball convincingly and decisively as long as they're dedicated to running the football, handing the ball off. Jay Ajayi, the great pickup in the middle of the season, is a guy that you can hand the ball off to 20 times a game. Corey Clement is another guy you can hand the ball off 10 to 15 times a game, and you throw 5 to 10 carries for LeGarrette Blount in there. You become a more running dominant type of team and throw the ball, pick your spots where you want to pass it. Nick Foles is good enough. He understands coverages. He understands how to get the ball out of his hands well enough to allow the running game to lead you, and then you throw in some passes with Nick Foles. That's the way that you have to design this thing. Your offensive line has played well enough in the run game to dominate the line of scrimmage. Now you just shift things a little bit. You don't ask your quarterback to break tackles. You don't ask your quarterback to be Superman. You depend on a different part of your game. The good thing for this football team is that throughout the course of the season, they put those tools, that running game, in their tool bag. They put the quick pass game in their tool bag, the play action pass game in their tool bag. Now they have to pull those things out and depend on them a little bit more.
Brian, let's talk about Nick Foles. 2013, 27 touchdown passes, 2 interceptions. Mm-hmm. Was the MVP, the co-MVP of the Pro Bowl. Won the division in the NFC East. Got the Eagles to the playoffs. They lost to the Saints in round 1 at Lincoln Financial Field. Not as athletic as Carson Wentz, but a big, strong, sturdy, good arm. Make every throw. And like you say, knows the offense and knows NFL defenses.
The one thing I love about Nick Foles is that he understands the game. He's not going to make those major mistakes that help you lose football games. He's good enough to go out there and keep you in the game. And he also understands punting the ball is not bad. The only thing that you're concerned with offensively, and I think Nick Foles understands this, is the turnovers. As long as you're not fumbling the football, throwing interceptions, your defense can play. As long as you try to win the field position battle, and that means you have to punt the football, Nick Foles is good in that category.
2002, the Eagles lose Donovan McNabb down the stretch. Coy Detmer gets hurt. A.J. Feely comes in. Eagles retain the number one seed in the NFC playoffs. Brian, what's the mentality? What happens? You went through it. What goes on with players when they lose their star player?
You rally. I mean, it's simple as that. You have to rally. Our defense, number one, has to play much, much better. They have to begin to understand we need to hold teams to 13 to 14 points a game. We can't give up games where teams are scoring 35 points. We need to limit teams and allow our offense to have more possessions. That means defensively, you have to get off the field. And offensively, everybody has to put in a little bit more. Whatever your load was before the injury, now you have to give a little bit more. And we have the margin for error is so much smaller at this point. We can't make any mistakes.
How about developing timing with the receivers? I mean, Nick really took very few reps throughout the course of this season. And now he'll have the rest of the regular season here, however long Doug plays the starters, to develop that chemistry. Is that possible to have chemistry going into the playoffs?
Well, the good part is that you're in a good space right now. You've already won the NFC East. Now you can tinker with some things because, again, you're not trying to build to win more games in the regular season, which, of course, is your goal. But the ultimate goal is to win games in the postseason and be prepared in the postseason when that comes. Nick Foles has a few weeks here left in the regular season to develop that timing, that relationship with these receivers.
Much football ahead for the Eagles in this regular season. And there is a postseason to look forward to.